TV. It is Tuesday morning. Hope you're well. That means it's time for this week's University. Schools are back. Colleges are nearly back. But this educational facility never closed.
This is the education of life. Yeah. So it's 25 years since Braveheart was released in cinemas.
This very day.
This very day. Now, I was obviously way too young to have seen it in the cinema. Aidan celebrated his 21st birthday by going to the cinema to see it. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, you need to get on it.
Just what a cheap dig that I'm 3 years older than you.
But you are not. How very dare you?
Get on with it.
Here's some things to look out for when you're watching the movie. Firstly, if you haven't seen it, you need to know that the film is completely historically incorrect. So it's a shambles, factually, basically. For example, Braveheart was a nickname given to Robert the Bruce, not William Wallace. And when you watch the movie, spoiler alert, you'll see that Robert the Bruce actually betrays William Wallace.
Oh, stop.
But this did not happen in real life. So
did
basically, they got the story artsways. And the Scots were not happy with this, seeing as the Bruce is a national hero there. You'll also notice that Mel Gibson refused to grow a beard in order to play Wallace. I doubt the real William Wallace had a Bic razor on him and a shaving brush to make sure he was looking his best to ride into battle.
That's a very good observation. He's the only one in it without a beard, isn't he?
Vanity. And not only was the film wholly historically inaccurate, which is fine because of poetic license and whatever, but there was loads of mistakes in the film as well.
Mm-hmm.
Several major battle scenes had to be reshot because the extras were wearing sunglasses and wristwatches, the clowns. And guess what? The majority of the extras were Irish.
Yes, everyone knows someone who knows someone who goes, oh, my brother was in Braveheart.
Yeah, in the FCA.
See that white button bun? That's him.
Yeah, with the freckles on it. Yeah, third to the left. Anyway, Mel Gibson initially turned down the role of William Wallace when he got the script because he felt he was just too old for the part. A year later, he changed his mind. Mel was nearly 40 at the time and William Wallace was in his 20s. So he must have used some good old face cream.
So Mel Gibson was only 40 when he made Braveheart.
Yeah.
Now, I'm close to his age, right? At that age.
Yeah.
He looks a lot older than 40. Even then.
So?
Yeah. Well, he looks very rugged and manly.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Mm. I think he looks his best in that movie. Daniel Day-Lewis, Liam Neeson, Christopher Lambert, Jeff Bridges and Robin Williams were all considered to play William Wallace.
Robin Williams?
Yeah, that's a strange one.
That would have been a very different kind of William Wallace.
Yeah. With an American accent. Anyway, the mechanical horses designed for the battle sequences weighed 200 pounds and were fueled by nitrogen cylinders propelling them at 30 miles per hour. Mel Gibson was actually investigated by an animal welfare organisation which was convinced that the fake horses used were real.
So they,
for
thought,
the battle scenes.
They thought they strapped nitrogen to real horses and fired them into a battle.
Well, yeah. But it wasn't true. They were fake horses.
Obviously.
But finally, another spoiler alert and probably the best fact about the film. You never get Guess who was the body double to Willie's missus when she was killed by the English soldiers?
Tell us.
Our very own beautiful weather lady and lotto announcer, Nuala Carey.
Uh-huh.
Nuala was the body double wrapped in the muslin gear, you know, the stuff that looks like the neck curtains. And she did a fine job as well. So our Nuala played Braveheart's wife, Murrin, after she was dead. So there you have it now, Braveheart, the best worst film you will ever see.
Oh, now hang on with your best worst there. It's one of the best films
I know it is.
Of
it,
all
it
time.
It is.
Forget the inaccuracies. It stirs every
all
emotion,
of the emotion
right down to your boots.
And every single time you watch it, you cry.
Oh, man.
So I've cried at least 100 times. I've seen that movie at least 100 times.
100 times?
Oh, no, honestly. Honest to God. I have dedicated a lot of time in my life to that movie.
Now, I claim to have watched Braveheart more than any other movie in my life because it is probably my favourite movie of all time. If I was on a desert island with a DVD player, that would be the movie I would bring.
Braveheart, yeah.
But I don't think I've come close to seeing it 100 times.
I'm not exaggerating. I give a lot of time to films I like. Gone with the Wind, 4 hours, at least 200 times.
Yeah, you do like it long. 3 hours, 2 minutes is the duration of Braveheart. I'm no Carol Vorderman, but if you've watched that 100 times, that's over 300 hours, Una.
Do you doubt me?
Which is about 12 and a half days of your life you have spent watching Braveheart.
I've given years to movies, and this is one of my favourite ones, so definitely 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I swear to God I have. You don't believe me, do you?
I don't think there's anybody.
You're just jealous because I've watched it more times than you.
No, I'm really not, Una. I'm not competitive
you
like
are.
That.
You think you know more about me than the movie. You don't. I know more than you.
I don't think there's anyone listening right now who's seen any movie more than 50 times.
087-110-2107. Prove him wrong, please.
Now, Alan's on the line. Good morning, Al.
Hi, Al. Morning, guys.
How many times have you seen Braveheart?
Never.
Never, ever have you watched Braveheart. How have you avoided it all these 25 years since it was released in the cinemas today?
Yes, I just never watch it. I've been told numerous times to watch it, but after being told 3 hours long, no thanks.
You're just a stubborn man then. Someone tells
no.
you. No.
Okay, well, based on Una's review... Would you watch it?
No, 3 hours long, no thanks.
You're missing out, Al. Okay, have you watched any movie over 50 times?
Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Can you quote it?
Why do they call you Red? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm Irish.
Hey, very
okay.
good.
Very good. 50 times. So is that your movie? That's your go-to movie?
That's my go-to movie.
Okay. And is it the kind of thing that no matter if it's on the telly and you've seen it, like you say, 50 times...
You'll still watch it.
Yeah. Would you purposely sit down to watch it or would you just go, oh, it's on, I'll watch it?
I've watched it recently that I just put it on just to watch it. And I know... Not a couple of weeks ago, it was on TV as well, and I watched it as well.
And you reckon 50, and that's not no word of a lie.
No word of a lie, Al.
I believe you. People dedicate time to their favourite movies.
All right, Al.
Yeah, like my daughter, she'd definitely watch Frozen over 50 times.
Now,
of course.
I believe that when we get into kids' movies, that we're probably into four digits.
Yeah, but sure, we were all kids at one stage.
All right, Al, thanks very
much.
Thanks,
Al. Amy says, I never text him, but I couldn't resist this one because people think I'm crazy. I've seen The Blind Side 200 plus times.
Wow.
Now, in my defense, it was before the days of Now TV, and I had one of those TVs with the DVD player built in. And come bedtime is the one thing I could go to. I couldn't go to sleep without because I could recite every word and see it in my head.
That's cute. So we're asking you this morning is if there's a movie, because I was claiming no one's watched any movie more than 50 times. But people are disputing that in vast numbers, including Claudia. Good morning, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, yeah, very well, thanks. How are you today?
Good.
Right, what's your movie, and how many times?
Mine is Coyote Ugly, and I'm not sure how many times, but I watched it every single night from when I turned 13 to over my 14th birthday.
That's a lot.
Wow. Every single night for an entire year?
Every single night. For my 13th birthday, I got this combi TV. It was a pink TV.
Yeah.
And it had the built-in DVD player. It had a tiara on top of it.
Oh, fancy.
You're a queen.
So therefore, you've watched it in a year. You watched it 365 times.
More than likely, yeah.
More than likely.
Every single night. It got that much that... The DVD wore down because it was spinning so much in the DVD player that it stopped working.
And do you still love it or do you absolutely hate it now?
Oh no, I would still watch it every night if I could.
And do you fancy your man in it, the dancer?
No, I love John Goodman, the father.
Oh really? Yes. Oh amazing.
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the same movie? Is this the girls dancing on the bar?
Yeah, Tyra Banks is in it, and the song Leanne Rimes. Can't set the moonlight.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, we have a new record, 365 from Claudia on the phone this morning.
So much respect to you, Claudia.
Let's ask Kaylee. What's your movie and what's your number, Kaylee?
My husband's watched the Fast and the Furious movies at least 200 times each. He knows all the words, word for word. He could recite them. He knows all the main characters and what they're wearing and all their hand gestures. He knows all the cars that they drive and the colours.
Yeah.
He can literally list them off. And if I have to watch a movie of The Fast and the Furious one more time, I might just shoot myself.
Wow. Okay. Divorce papers are coming. Yeah, there's like 27 Fast and Furious movies, isn't there?
I haven't seen any of them. It's making me want to see it now.
They're actually really good. Thanks, Kaylee. All right, for now, let's bring you a voice note from one of our younger listeners who's seen a movie many, many times.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Aiden. This is Ellie here. Of course you can. I've watched Matilda so many times. I know all the words to it. And... I've watched it that many times. I think I've watched it about 80 times.
Go, Ellie. You tell old Doubting Thomas over there. Matilda is such an excellent movie as well.
I ain't going to argue with Ellie.
It's Now TV. Hashtag AO Show. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m.